With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. The Pentagon is pushing Congress to shut down more military bases. The objective is to save money, just as it was 20 years ago when Fort Ord closed. Many lawmakers don't like the idea because it means cutting jobs in their communities. So Congress has fought base closures for more than a decade. Military communities like Monterey have used that time to get ready. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Every year, the former Fort Ord looks less and less like an Army base. New housing is going up near a shopping center, and demolition of old buildings on the campus of Cal State Monterey Bay is practically a daily occurrence.
My office used to be right there on this corner of this road.
Really?
Yeah, I was a public works director out here.
Fred Muir is a retired Army colonel. We climb the stairs of an old cinder block building.
It used to be very, almost sad to see these buildings boarded up that had so much history.
This building used to house the signal unit. It's been repurposed as part of the university and now houses professors' offices and KAZU's studios. After retiring from the service, Muir was Monterey city manager and part of the team that got Fort Ord off the base closure list in 1988. The team wasn't so successful in 1991.
I'll make the motion, Mr. Chairman. Move that we recommend to the president the closure of Fort Ord, California.
That was the base closure hearing that sealed the fate of Fort Ord.
How did we prepare? Could we have done a better job?
Muir had the chance to find out. The Monterey Bay area has been the target of nearly every round of base realignment and closure, or BRAC. The most recent was 2005, when the Army's Defense Language Institute and the Naval Postgraduate School were targets. Both are in Monterey. That year, Muir crisscrossed the country to attend every regional BRAC hearing where communities defended themselves against closure.
Basically, I would go and I would listen. How are the other communities presenting? What can I learn? What good ideas can we steal from other folks?
He even booked a seat on a flight next to the chairman of the BRAC Commission.
I think he probably thought I was stalking him.
It all worked out. Both installations were saved, but Muir says it's less about last-minute hustling and more about being prepared.
Dealing with base closure is not an event. You don't wake up one morning, you're on the list, and then you get to work. Dealing with base closure is doing exactly what the city of Monterey is doing now. It's just an ongoing effort, part of the DNA of this city.
Part of the DNA because Monterey city officials say they have a lot to lose. The region has several Department of Defense installations, including Camp Roberts and Fort Hunter Liggett in South County. Collectively, it's a workforce of more than 15,000 and an annual budget of roughly $1.4 billion. Most of those jobs and dollars are in Monterey.
Good morning, and thank you all for coming.
Last year, the city hosted a symposium about its efforts to protect the region from base closure. Consultant John Murphy sat on the panel. The city hired him to analyze the region's strengths and weaknesses.
Your argument is value. You are never going to make the Monterey Peninsula inexpensive.
But he told the crowd, just like Washington, D.C., Monterey can make the case for its installations.
It's normal possible is to make the Washington, D.C. area inexpensive. And yet there are things in D.C. and they stay there because the value of having them overrides the cost of them being there. And you have that exact same circumstances here.
Monterey Assistant City Manager Hans Uslar says after the 2005 BRAC, the city realized decision makers in D.C. didn't understand the military missions that happen here. So they started giving tours to anyone who visits the area, from deputy secretaries to members of Congress.
We need to use every opportunity to promote this location and to promote what is going on in our military installations. And we have been fairly successful in spreading the word.
More recently, the city started marketing the region as the language capital of the world. California has more native speakers of more languages than any other state. Its argument is simple. Monterey should be home to institutions like the Defense Language Institute.
The question that we will ask is, where else than in Monterey?
And his answer is, nowhere but Monterey.
It is a huge marketplace to recruit native-speaking teachers. I believe we are creating a good basis to not overlook California when it comes to language training and potential base closures.
Uslar says the city has to make its case now, even as Congress is pushing back on base closures.
Everyone says BRAC will never happen, yet we had five rounds of BRAC. That's a phenomenon. So BRAC will be coming, and we are preparing for that.
The Pentagon has asked for a new round of base closures in 2021. It says getting rid of excess infrastructure will save the government $2 billion a year. In Monterey, I'm Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.